The Man in the Iron Mask.
Louis, King of France, having been rebuffed by the Cardinal's niece, returns to Paris to take his place as the king once again. His twin brother, Edmund Marchiali, has been performing this masquerade in his absence. And now he goes off to find his Marguerite. But the king is determined to tame his wife, Maria Theresa. And when he enters her apartments, he discovers a signet ring, which he had given to Edmund. He immediately guesses that Edmund has told Maria the truth concerning the masquerade.
This ring, I gave it to him only an hour ago. Now I find it in your apartment. Did he tell you all the truth?
Oh, yes, Louis, yes, but he knew it would go no further. Oh, please, Louis, don't be revenged on him. He is your brother.
Brother? So he told you that, too? Then you know everything.
Yes, Louis, but I will tell no one, I swear it.
Oh, most certainly you will tell no one. But if this talkative brother of mine tells you, he'll tell other people, too, won't he?
No.
What's more, he's crafty, dangerous. He didn't even inform me that he'd seen you. In fact, he lied.
Oh, Louis, you are going to punish him. I know you are.
3 days he has. 3 days to collect his beloved and bring her here to the palace. How convenient. It'll save me searching for him. What is there between you?
Nothing.
Don't lie. After he left me, he sneaked here into your apartment. That's obvious, because of this ring. Are you in love with him?
I respect him.
So, you respect him? But you despise me.
No.
Oh, you don't remember. You said you did. Very well. I think in the near future you shall come to learn to respect your husband, the king. 3 days, eh? 3 days.
Meanwhile, Edmund Marchiali, unmindful of this momentous interview which concerned himself, was hurrying on his way to the little farm of Papa Frederick and his beloved Marguerite. It was dusk when he arrived, hot and dusty and tired. As his horse turned the bend in the road, bringing into full relief the little cottage of the farmer, a lamp was shining in its front windows. And as his horse trudged wearily along this last hill and in through the big double gates, he saw the little white door of the thatched cottage open, and he caught his breath in wonderment. There, with this bright lamp now held high, was Marguerite, eager and expectant, peering into the dusk.
Marguerite!
Edmund! Oh, that voice, I knew it anywhere. Oh, Edmund, it is you. Come home at last.
Oh, my darling, let me look at you. Just the same Marguerite I've always seen in my dreams. Oh, darling, darling, at last we're together again.
The incredible has happened. Oh, when we were in the Bastille, when you were slowly dying in that cell next door.
You had faith. You must have had faith. Otherwise, we would never be together now.
Oh. Oh, come inside, Edmund.
Where is your father?
Oh, he'll be back soon. He's gone down to the far paddock to drive the cows into shelter. What are you looking at, Edmund?
Just you. Feasting on you. Drinking in your beauty. Listening to your voice. Oh, Marguerite, we're together again. Do you realize how wonderful this is? How important it is? The greatest day of our lives today. Because...
Yes, Edmund.
Because we will never be parted again.
Oh, Edmund.
I've come to take you to our new home.
Our new home? Where are we going?
To an island. I don't know where it is, whether it's beautiful or ugly, comfortable or rough. But I don't care, except for your sake.
Wherever you are, that will be my home, Edmund.
But there are conditions, Marguerite. I feel guilty and selfish asking you to come because of these conditions.
What are they?
I shall be a prisoner on this island, Marguerite.
A prisoner?
Yes, it's a long story and much too dangerous to tell you. But I am to remain a prisoner on this island for the rest of my life.
Oh, Edmund, no. Not you. What have you done? Why were you in the Bastille?
It might bring danger to you, my sweetheart, if I told you. It's enough to say that I've committed no crime, but I must stay on this island. If you feel that it might be too lonely for you,
then... Lonely? Lonely with you? Oh, Edmund, how you misjudge me and my feelings.
Of course I don't misjudge you. But I feel it only fair to give you the choice.
I've never stopped thinking of you, not for one moment, day or night. You see this lamp? Perhaps a woman's instinct told me that you'd come at dusk or night. This lamp has been lit and put in the front windows every night just for you, Edmund.
For me?
Yes. I knew that the time would come when you would turn that road at the corner and ride up as you have this night. Oh, Edmund, darling, tell me once again that it's true. We're never to be parted again?
Never again, my lovely Marguerite. You're mine and I'm yours. For now and for always.
Oh, Louise. Louisa, what am I to do?
Your Majesty, it seems there is nothing you can do.
But it is all my fault. Edmund's last words to me were... His last wish was that I should not tell Louis that I knew we were twins. And then 2 hours later...
But, Your Majesty, you were forced into a confession. The King's signet ring. Naturally, His Majesty would guess. Was he very angry?
Oh, Louisa, it was worse than anger. He became suddenly quiet and sarcastic. He kept saying to himself, 3 days, 3 days.
And what does that mean?
In 3 days' time, Edmund comes back to the palace with his bride.
You think that he is planning a punishment for Edmund?
A punishment? Well, how likely that falls from your lips, Louisa. Louis is planning something devilish, of that I am quite sure. And all because of my sheer stupidity. Oh, Louise, I realize now that I am a stupid woman.
Oh, no, Your Majesty. You are devout and good, and your upbringing...
My upbringing? It has not fitted me for this world we live in. This is a place of intrigue and roguery and hate and jealousy and cruelty. Yes, cruelty. I saw it in Louise's eyes. He plans something most terrible. Oh, if only I could find Edmund and warn him, tell him to flee the country.
You don't know where he has gone, Your Majesty?
No. I know nothing about Edmund, save that he is the King's twin brother, and that at times he takes his place in masquerade. It has told me so much, Louisa. Why I have always hated Louis at times. Why at other times I have thought that I loved him.
Loved him? You mean... Your Majesty... It is not possible that you have fallen in love with this Edmund.
Yes, Louisa, I have. It is something beyond my control. Perhaps if I had met Edmund under different circumstances, it would have been possible for me to have held in check my emotions. But believing that he was my husband, believing that I was his wife, I found myself falling in love with him. Oh, Louisa.
And now he is to die.
Don't say that.
But it seems, Your Majesty, that nothing will prevent this mischance. He returns to the palace in 3 days' time.
2 days and 3 hours by the clock now.
And when he returns, his brother waits.
Oh, how horrible. I offer you my sympathy, Your Majesty. You must indeed be an unhappy woman. More desolate than I have ever been in my life. To meet a man whom I love very deeply, and then to realize that soon he walks to his death here in this palace.
Happy, my sweetheart?
In heaven. This carriage is soaring through space. A fairy coach taking you and I to our mythical island.
And soon, when we come to the top of this hill, we'll see the lights of Paris. You've never been to Paris, Marguerite.
Yes. You forget.
Of course. When you were made prisoner. How different it will be this time. Look, there they are now, the lights.
Like the stars in this heaven of mine. Oh, Edmund, how beautiful. It just takes my breath away.
And you take mine. Just think of it. This morning we were married. Tonight we live in the greatest city in the world. And tomorrow, perhaps early in the morning, a journey across the waters to our island.
You don't know its name?
No. Perhaps it has no name.
Would you name it, if that were the case?
If I'm allowed to, yes. And do you know what I shall call it?
No. Tell me.
Marguerite. The island of San Marguerite.
Anton?
Your Majesty, they've arrived.
Who? You can speak where alone.
Your brother and the woman.
Ah, at last. All the afternoon I've been expecting them. Then I thought that perhaps my brother was not as good as his word. Now, however...
Shall I call the guards?
Oh, most certainly not. Let the cat play with the mouse, first of all.
Oh, one moment, Your Majesty. It might be interesting if you saw your brother with his wife.
If I saw my brother with his wife, why?
Because I'd like you to see this woman for yourself. Your brother has the most remarkable taste.
Oh, really? You interest me, Natalia.
In fact, I think I can safely say that she's the most beautiful girl I've ever set eyes on.
What?
Yes, Your Majesty. So when disposing of your brother Edmund, bear the woman in mind.